2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Was that the actual introduction?
No, it's the intro.
Oh, wait, did you hear? Was that recording?
I don't know if it caught the whole thing or not, but I think it got half of it.
Okay.
Scary, half crazy frog ready.
Yeah. We already started, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we started.
Yeah, we started.
All right, well, we're going to play Hot Seat today.
Oh, yay.
All right.
I'm going to start with Danielle. Danielle, what compliment do you receive the most often?
That I like your laugh or you have nice eyes. Or a smile. Actually, I do
all
get
true.
Your smile is nice. Yeah.
All of those are true.
Yeah.
I get smile and hair all the time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I love your hair.
Thank you.
You still get hair?
You're welcome.
His hair looks awesome like that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
Listen, I think any guy that says it doesn't look good is just jealous. Anyways, okay.
Wait a minute. Nate, did you ask Danielle what her compliments are just so you could tell people what your compliments
absolutely.
Are?
Absolutely. Yes. All right, Brody.
Way to call the guy out.
Mr.
He's like,
Wise-ass.
I get compliments on my teeth and my hair all the time.
All right.
People tell me I have a big dick every day.
Yeah.
Brody, in 5 words or less, describe you losing your virginity.
Messy.
It was the last time.
No, it wasn't. You have 3 daughters.
All right.
But you only lose your virginity once.
All right. No, I meant it was the last time I had sex.
Oh, okay.
No. Shocked it was allowed.
Ooh.
Wow. What's that all about?
No, that she wanted to have sex with me, not that it was legal.
Making jokes. Oh. Those are jokes, Scary.
No, that's, yeah. Well, I don't get it. What does she mean? Oh, thanks, Gandhi.
Wait, can we call her? Do you still know the woman you lost Ooh. Your virginity to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, we can call her?
She's at
no,
home
you cannot.
Right now.
Oh, damn.
Why can't we call her?
Blood scary?
It's his wife.
No.
Hey, Scotty, what's up with you? Why are
I
you
have
in
no
your phone?
Idea. I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he froze.
Can you see me?
You're like yes. an old man. You really are like an
it
old man.
It looks like when I FaceTime my dad. He's like
I'm
right
on
up in the camera.
Now. Oh. Now I'm on my phone.
Scotty knows the answer to Brody's question for himself. Like, Scotty, who'd you lose your virginity to? First and last name.
The girl at the bagel store.
That's her name?
I'm not going to say her name, you dick.
Could be
I don't think right. Scary knows the name, right, Scary? You don't know the name.
I don't know the name.
All right, Scotty.
Right.
Scotty, here's one
You don't
one
know the name of the girl you lost your virginity to,
what?
Scary?
Nah, it was, like, very brief. It was
I know
like,
the story. Yep.
Yeah.
My boyfriend doesn't either.
Huh.
Yeah,
I know first these questions.
Right. I find it so strange.
Scotty,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's something your parents did when you were growing up but didn't realize it was weird until years later?
Probably that time I got whiplash when my dad jammed on the brakes in the car because there was an empty can on the side of the road and he went and picked it up.
Not surprised. All right, Gandhi, if you could spend 15 minutes with any person that is no longer living, who would it be?
My boyfriend who passed away.
Aww.
For sure.
Aww.
Yeah, he was
that's
funny.
So, see, that's thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the one.
I know. I would probably choose my grandfather that I didn't get to know very well. I think he passed away.
Okay, that would be a good one, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say
for you.
I was going to say Chris Farley, like, but then you guys have all these sentimental answers.
All right. All right. Hang on. All right, Froggy.
Oh, God.
What do you regret not doing in high school?
Oh.
What was her name?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm not saying her name because I know she listens to the podcast every now and then, but yeah, her.
Oh. Oh,
really? Are you still staying in touch with
Hello, lady.
From high school?
I'm friends with them on Instagram.
Oh.
Some hints.
You have to check
Is
Froggy's
she gonna
Instagram
know?
List.
No, she doesn't. Does she what now? Is she going to know?
Is she going to know? Because you just said that you are friends with her on Instagram. She
probably
listens to the
not. Podcast I'm friends with a few of people I went to high school with on Instagram. So probably not. And she doesn't live anywhere near me. She lives in, well, I'm not going to say where she lives because then I look at it away. Never
cool.
mind. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Busted. Move along. The girl in high school. Yeah, her.
Busted.
Very nice.
All right.
She's Garrett. Still super cute, yes. too.
Send me a picture, Froggy. Okay.
All right.
There you go, Scotty.
Sorry.
Hang on.
Scotty, what are you doing?
Hang on.
The laptop here, connection lost, so I had to get
that
on
microphone
phone.
Looks extra big from that angle.
Yeah, it does.
Right, Garrett.
Oh, God.
Garrett, what have you already done for the last time in your life?
Ooh, eating sugar.
gluten. I always go back to that thing that the last time you played with your best friend and you didn't know it was the last time you were playing with your best friend. Like, I always think about that. I'm sure I've done more since then, obviously, but
that's having kids.
Oh yeah. No, that's definitely the last. Yeah, definitely. No, two and done. Shop's closed. Moving on.
Okay. Scary.
Yes.
I'm going to get a good one for you. What small thing turns you on instantly?
Is this for Robin or no? Is this for Scary?
When you say, is it a physical object or is it something that's an actual?
It can be an object. It can be
a Dunkin' Munchkin.
Just turns me on.
M&M's.
You know what is like one of my sexual kryptonites is glasses. When a girl wears glasses,
yeah,
I just
Danielle.
Think that.
Nate.
No, I just think that's so sexy.
When I see two women kissing,
really,
yeah, turns me on instantly.
What about a Polly Pocket?
So if your mom and grandmother kiss,
for me it's a Hot Pocket.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, that's so gross.
Hot Pocket?
No.
Oh.
What's a Polly Pocket?
It's a toy.
It's a
kid's toy.
Oh, that
children's toy.
Okay. All right. I think we're done. Are we done?
Is that it?
That's it.
Wow, that's really short.
It's our 5-minute morning show.
Take one for yourself.
Nate, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll find one for myself.
Oh, he's going to find himself an easy one that he gets to compliment.
He's already
himself. Answered
all of them.
All right, here's one. What always leaves me wanting more? Not this podcast.
Hi-oh.
Hey, can I suggest a bit for tomorrow while we're here on the podcast?
Sure. Let's do some pitching of bits. What bits do we
Well, make? We did yesterday. Scary, do you have Crazy Frog?
I never did. Froggy played that earlier.
Hold on, I'll get it for
you. Can you
play
it? Listen to the guy at the beginning. It sounds just like Nate. We should have Nate record himself doing this.
All right, hold on.
Play
I
it real quick, Frog?
You got to give me a second here, though. Like, I had no warning. I put everything away.
We don't have
earlier.
Crazy Frog in the New York computer? Come on now.
No, we don't. And I don't have it. And I damn sure don't save that on my phone.
Danielle, fill this time up with something.
Here we go.
Okay, Brody, thanks.
Yeah. What's going on?
That does
That's
sound
Nate.
A little bit like Nate.
It does.
What's going on? It does. Hold
on. High pitch, Nate.
What's going on?
That's definitely Nate.
Yeah.
You know how you don't really know the sound of your own voice because you're in your head? That actually does sound like me. Like, that sounds like me so much. That sounds like me.
Nate, you got to record that and have Garrett do a side-by-side tomorrow.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you.
That was my phone. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done?
So is that it?
That was it. Sorry.
You know what? People are going to complain. Leave your comments below and let us know how great we did today.
Wait, how long were we on?
Froggy made the point that we went over every day this week, so...
Reclaiming our time?
We're at
Reclaiming
eight.
My time.
We're about 8 minutes right now.
All right.
Well, we should probably get to 10.
Yeah, we should get to 10.
Scotty, where are you going? Are you going to the bathroom?
Tomorrow?
What is he doing?
Scotty, where are you going? We can't hear him.
Where are you going?
We can't hear on his
phone. Scotty, why don't you take us on a tour of people's desks, which they haven't been at for over a year now? This is the condition of your desks.
Why can't we hear Scotty?
Yeah, that's the
hallway. Look at the hallway. We haven't been
that
down
is,
that hallway in so long.
That's Garrett's studio to the right. Oh, and it froze. Okay, that's Elvis's office is on the right here.
Elvis's
office is wide open.
It actually looks pretty clean in there. Someone go in and clean it?
It's looking out the window.
That's downtown Manhattan.
There's the city.
6th Avenue.
Yep.
There's the,
the lockers, the jock lockers.
Oh, here's our
There's Brody's desk.
Hey, look
Brody's
at that.
Brody's desk has not been cleaned.
Oh, he's stepping on the chair. Oh.
By the way, what Scotty's doing right now is how we look for parking spaces or tickets on our cars.
Damn it.
Okay, he's coming down.
He's gone. All right.
Ooh, oh, the fridge. Refrigerator. That's disgusting.
I got to throw that big ZD out.
Oh, my God.
It was so good. I had it for lunch yesterday, but I think
our friend, shout out to Scott Berliner with the ZD.
Yeah,
hooking up
it was
the ZD.
Fantastic, but I think 3 days is probably...
Whose desk is that? Was that Gandhi's
that's
desk?
The old,
that's
the old
Greg.
Welcome to Hoarders. Welcome to Hoarders.
It's like Hoarders in a picture.
Look at all the cute stuff I have.
What do you have? What can we steal?
Nothing. Don't steal anything.
That's the old Greg T desk.
There's chocolate in the drawers.
Wait, whose desk is that?
used to be Greg
T's. That's mine.
Now it's Gandhi.
Now it's Gandhi's. There's nothing there.
What is all that stuff? Who did this?
Yeah, who put all that crap on there?
Someone ransacked my desk.
We went looking through. Remember when we were giving away shit from your everybody's desks? I think I just put
just went ahead and left it all over the place like a damn mess. That's fine.
Sam's studio right here. There.
Sam's.
No, I'm going to go bypass that. I'll go into Garrett's studio. What's going on in Garrett's studio?
Yeah.
Still there. Oh. Same thing.
By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you really should watch it.
I gotta say, this is not a very impressive. It's not very impressive.
Toaster. That's the
atomic toaster.
That's where Brody would keep his knish for 45 minutes after he's done. Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah.
People are going to think we should work in better conditions.
All right, he's coming back.
That's
You'll
it.
See me waiting.
Studio,
here.
Show the studios. The Z100.
That's
oh,
the green
that's
room.
The guest
the
lounge.
Room.
How about stuffed
oh,
Max? How about taxidermy Max?
There he is.
That is so creepy.
I will say though, having worked at a bunch of other places, our studios are giant. The space that we have, we have tons of room.
Is that Heineken?
That's Heineken 00.
Holy
dee. Scotty's keeping
days.
Those cans because he wants to empty them out and then take them to get recycled.
Scotty, show him our candy counter and what's left of it. There's nothing
left. How's the M&M bowl looking?
Oh,
yeah, Nate, you said, when did you think it was going to be empty?
Next Thursday. I think we're going to be way ahead of that. Scary's been really...
I've been doing that
M&M's.
Look
how
I've been what little things turn scary on M&M's?
I know him well.
Yes, you did. Oh, show everybody our ship from Norwegian.
Oh, the Norwegian cruise ship.
Yeah.
Scotty's coming back in for...
There
right.
it is. It's
all right,
there.
I guess we can go now,
there
right?
Bliss.
Ship for
There's
ants.
There's the bliss.
There it is.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well,
I miss it.
If you guys were listening, you really should have been watching. But it's been a fun podcast.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.